With cold and flu season pretty much peaking and lots of other illnesses impacting people across Washtenaw County, local doctor's offices and medical clinics are extremely busy these days. This is Lisa Berry, and there may be a solution to getting out of your sick bed, getting dressed, and driving to the doctor's office. And here to explain that is Dr. Lawrence Ahn, an internal medicine physician and medical director of the telehealth program at Michigan Medicine. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
What is telehealth?
Telehealth is a lot of different services. Essentially, what we think of is ways to provide cares to our patients without necessarily needing them to come in and see us in the clinic.
So they do it online? How does it work?
So the way we're offering, for example, we're offering e-visits right now through our primary care patients at Michigan Medicine. Patients are able to go online through their patient portal, which is connected to their medical health record. And for common health conditions such as cough and flu, sinus, or diarrhea, they're able to answer some simple questions, and then our healthcare team reviews that and gets back to them usually the same business day. And they're able to get that care without having to travel into the clinic, miss work, arrange childcare, or any of those sorts of things, which can be difficult to do sometimes without a moment's notice.
So it's basically a written transaction. You don't actually see the patient or look at them?
In this case, for these common conditions, we think that it's appropriate to do that as a written transaction. And like I said, we try to get back to them the same day. We have some other options available at Michigan Medicine where there is a live video encounter. Those are follow-up visits right now. For example, patients after some surgeries are able to do follow-up visits with their surgeons rather than having to travel back to Michigan Medicine to have their visit. And we're planning in the next year to make some of these video options available on demand as well.
How common is this these days?
It's increasingly common as healthcare systems are trying to be more responsive, as we are, to the needs of our patients. What we really want is for our patients to be able to get the right care at the right time, the right way. And as you mentioned earlier, there is always a crush and a press to try to get into the clinic. And this is just another way to make healthcare services available for people.
What is the result? Would you make a prescription for them, or how do you advance their medical treatment?
Yeah, so it depends on the specific situation. So, for example, I was up last night doing e-visits for many of our patients. And it really depends on what symptoms they're having, just like you were in the doctor's office. What symptoms are you having? How long has it been going on for? What other health conditions do we need to think about for that patient? And we always try to provide the right and the appropriate care based on all of those situations. The really nice thing about the way we're doing our virtual care is it's all part of one healthcare team and one healthcare record. We are able to go in and look at our patient's history. It's not as if you're getting care from a stranger. And then we're able to obviously communicate that information back to their personal physician as well.
Do you think this is a sign for the future of medicine?
I think it's a sign for the future in the way in which people find and use information about their health. And we're happy to be a part of it and offer it as a service for our primary care patients right now.
So would you call it virtual visits, telemedicine, online visits, or all of the above?
Yeah, I would call it all of the above. We could spend a lot of time getting into the details of this thing or that thing, but what's I think most important for our patients to know is that through their patient portal, they're able to go in and request care for these common health conditions right now, and more services are going to become available for them in the months and years to come.
For someone like me who has major white coat syndrome, would you see that as an advantage?
I think that there's many different advantages to being able to get virtual care. Obviously, there's many people have many different reasons why it might be difficult for them to get in to see the physician or to interact with the physician, and I think this virtual care option is one way of helping with that.
Dr. Lawrence Ahn, internal medicine physician and medical director of the telehealth program at Michigan Medicine, thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much.